Hello, hello, hello. It is the Boston Medium here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's 1 o'clock right on the dot here. Yes, I am here, your psychic medium, every Tuesdays, 1 to 3. I hope you're excited as I am. Woo-wee! Whew, all kinds of awesomeness, excellence, extraordinaire, right here on your Tuesday afternoon. You know I bring it, you know I bring it. We got some Diana Ross and the Supremes playlist coming right at you. Let me tell you, I had a dream last week and I was watching performance after performance on the Ed Sullivan Show, and Diana Ross was the star. Diana Ross and the Supremes, it just kept popping up. I couldn't really remember the other performances because it was just like one after the other. And they were like, you're playing the Supremes this week. And so I was like, of course I am. I was like, why wouldn't I? It's the best. It's the best. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. We are going to get into our guided meditation. And so this guided meditation that I have is actually, it's actually inspired very much so by Archangel Raphael. And why Archangel Raphael? Because guess who was in my dream again? Yeah, so a couple of days ago, I have all the Archangel pendants going on, and I keep them with me. I try to keep them with me everywhere I go, but some of them I kind of lost, but not really. Yeah, I don't know. You don't really lose Archangel pendants. They just kind of pop up in random places. And I think I lost them, but I really haven't. And it's awesome. So basically, yes, he came up in my dream. So this meditation is going to be inspired by the Archangel Raphael. And so let me remind you, Archangel Raphael is going to be the Archangel of healing, you know, wellness, well-being, and really kind of put us in a good state of good mental health, let's say. And so it was very interesting because, you know, I had this thought. It's funny that I'm doing the Archangel Michael meditation because in how it correlates to good mental health and really promoting good mental health and such is because, here we go. Yes, nice soothing music. Is because I had this thought today when I was running and I was just like, wow, I'm really, I'm extroverted and I'm introverted. And when I get in those modes of being introverted, I'm just like, wow, it just takes a lot sometimes to be around people. You know, and it's like, don't get me wrong, I love people. I love socializing. But like sometimes like people who are introverts and empaths, it's just like, wow, it's like a lot sometimes. So much to a point where you don't even want to leave the house. And I just had this thought where it's just like, it's because socially we're conditioned to socialize in a specific way. And it correlates through different kind of groups, cultures, everything from down to when we're born to when we're grown, we're kind of taught and told how to kind of act and address people in public or social situations. And then on that other whole note, you know, we're very induced with, you know, we're very like, it's okay, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, a lot of okay, like with drinking and drugs and all of that, it's kind of like, okay, that's okay. And that's the way you can socialize. But on the other hand, when you're not drinking and you're not drugging up in a social setting, you better act this way or act that way. And it's almost like this counteractive point where it's like, okay, so we're doing the drinking and the drugging to numb ourselves because of the way that we're not acting the way we want to act. It's like, you know, it's a lot of insanity. And I was just like, wow, there's a lot of psychosis that is on the foundation, and I feel contributes a lot to how we are programmed to force to interact with one another. So it's just kind of an interesting thought I had. So, how about we just get right into it? Let's get into the healing because I'm feeling it. I drink, like I said, I'm on this journey where I need to drink less caffeine. I really want to cut the caffeine, and I've been on and off. This has been a process, and I really encourage you guys also to. It's just like, you know, sometimes if we have like a lot of anxiety, we don't know where it comes from. Hi, caffeine. And I've kind of just like, you know, I kind of like, I need coffee in the morning. I need coffee in the afternoon. I need coffee at night. I always need coffee. And I'm just like, ah, this isn't good. So I'm going to send the intentions out to kind of heal that place in me where I can kind of go on without coffee, because it's a good, and caffeine, because I know what it's like, and it's magical, and I love being without it. So please, Archangel Raphael, if you're hearing my prayer and anyone else's prayer who's struggling with the same caffeine struggle as we are, we come in here and we ask, please help us to heal this. And I'm hoping to heal this week. I remember one time I weaned off a coffee, and like I had like a massive headache for a whole week, and I was like, oh my God, I never want to go through that. And then recently I was kind of like, in the winter when I weaned off coffee, it was really fine. I didn't have any withdrawals. It was very simple. So I'm just like praying for that kind of outcome this time. So after today, I'm going to start. Yeah, that's right. I couldn't start the show without this. You know, okay. Let's get to it. Okay, so what you're gonna wanna do, we're gonna take a nice deep breath in and out. Breathe in and breathe out. Nice deep breath in. We're going to sit with this intention of healing, and we welcome Archangel Raphael to come in with his influence of healing power to come and heal all ailments, anything that needs to be healed within our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies, physically. We ask Archangel Michael to come in. What are the areas that need to be healed right now? We invite you, and we ask, we give you permission. Right now in this moment, permission in this moment to heal us. Just sit for a second and feel being. We're just gonna be here in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, letting roots from our feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tying tight, allowing a white light of healing protection to surround us with a beautiful violet flame to protect our energy field, purifying and just kind of washing away anything that doesn't serve us. So anything that we're carrying throughout the week, any worries, any conflicts in the mind, anything, any conflicts with other people, with ourselves, anything that has blocked us or delayed us from feeling progression in our beautiful, wonderful good, we're just gonna leave that, and we're gonna come into the now. Understand that in the now, all is well. Let's breathe. In the now, we are safe. In the now, we have all of our needs being met. In the now, all of our prayers are answered. In the now, you can find what it feels like to truly be loved. As you're listening to this meditation and you're listening to my voice, you are listening to spirit that is channeling through me. See, spirit now is here. Spirit has come forth here into our material world through the airwaves, through the radio, to give that beautiful love and support, and letting you know how wonderful you are and how magnificent and how you are the beloved child of the universe. You are so important and you matter so much. You matter so much. You are so significant that you were born through this entity of time and space and reality that's now, and you get to experience the wonderful beauty that is life. You get to experience pleasure, joy, and abundance. Feel the feelings of abundance. Feel the feelings of what it really feels like to be taken care of. Right now you get to be a baby, just a little baby. Imagine Mother Nature holding you in her arms, rocking you back and forth. Remember what that felt like, being bathed and washed in the tub, being cleansed, being fed, being held. Being held as you cried in the night and somebody came and comforted you and comforted and hurried to your very needs. Feel what that felt like to just know you didn't worry. You didn't worry about food or shelter or getting hurt. You just were in the moment and you knew that everything was going to be okay. You had no memories from the past, no worries about the future. You were just in the now, and we are here in this now, in this moment. Feel that. And as you feel being taken care of in this now, in this moment, and you feel the radiant joy and the radiance of being alive, you can welcome in the pure, vibrant energy of spirit. Feel the magnificent sunshine. In the most grand energy of summertime. Oh, feel that beautiful weather today. Just immerse yourself in the sunshine and air and the blue skies and the green trees that have come to give you oxygen and pump life right into your very being. Just feeling free and alive. If you can, imagine what it is like to just run outside and put your hands up and put your arms up. And if you can walk or run, be able to just run across a field or run across a street with a big smile on your face and scream, "I'm alive! I am alive! I am a miracle!" And you are a miracle right now in this moment. Feel how magnificent you are. And exhale. In. And exhale. You are safe. You are watched over. We thank you, Archangel Raphael, for coming in, bringing down your sword and your light. I'm going to give you a sword. Yeah, I know Michael has a sword, but I'm going to give you a sword because I like the sword. I like the protection. I love it. I love a big, strong angel with wings and protection. You're gonna come right now and be a part of this. Feel how Archangel Michael is going to be with you for through the rest of the day, centering you, grounding you, bringing you to perfect health, perfect sanity, perfect well-being. Every individual that you speak to throughout the day, you know who you are. You know why you're here. And you are supported in the most infinite, beautiful, magnificent love possible. Oh, let that awareness come over you right now. And let the joy surround your heart now, in this moment. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for listening in. We've got a magnificent show for you today. For the next 2 hours, you're going to get uplifted. We're going to get healed. We are going to get into that light. Oh, doesn't that sound good? Oh, yeah. And you know what also sounds good? You know what also sounds good in this moment? Yeah. Some Diana Ross. And the Supremes. And I just want to give a shout out to a angel around me. Her name's Wanda. Love you, Wanda. She loved Diana Ross and the Supremes, and they played it at her funeral. And she was like a godmother. She was like a godmother to she's my mother's friend, and she's a godmother to all of us kids. And so we grew up with her, and she loved us. So just giving a shout out to Angel Wanda right now. I'm here. I just felt that. Oh, I felt the presence. I love you. I love you too. And we're going to play some Diana Ross for you. Oh, I'm excited. Give a shout out to all your angels right now. Sorry, I'm getting emotional because I can feel the love. I just felt the love come in and the support. Sorry. Don't think I'm crazy when I start tearing up. This is real. It's love. It's love. So we're going to play some. We got some Diana Ross. Baby love. Can't hurry love. We got a excellent other playlist too. We got a lot of Bobby Darin. Yes, we got some Captain Sensible, Brian Wilson, Desmond Decker. Oh my God, we got a bunch of doo-wop. You are going to want to stay tuned. And remember, we just did the guided meditation. Lines are open, 855-915-9636. Call in, trying to guide up. Live medium reading, psychic reading, or just call in to just say, hey, what's up? I'm having a wonderful day. I want to tell you about the love I'm feeling. If you have questions about the spirit world, anything. And remember, when you call in, be sure that you have the intention and utilize this time for your intention right now and send it out to the universe. It's like making beautiful fairy wishes, isn't it? Isn't life grand? Love it. Here we go. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds on Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You are listening. Woo!
Yeah.
Boston Medium here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee! Wee! Wee! How are we doing? Yow! Okay. Tuesday. I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. I'm feeling the throw my hands up, run across the street and scream, hallelujah, I'm alive. Are you feeling that kind of vibe, that Tuesday kind of vibe? I'm feeling it. I hope you're feeling it too. So, like we said, in the next 2 hours, we will be here, Paranormal Playground Sounds. And we'll be playing some magical oldies. Not only playing some magical oldies, you get a chance to call in. 855-91-9636. Lines are open, open, open to connect with the spirit realm in the spirit world. Whoo! Ooh, we got some lovely, lovely, lovely doo-wop for you coming in. We got some nice 50s classic. We got some, I do like playing a lot of Brian Wilson solo stuff because I feel like a lot of people haven't really heard too much of his solo stuff that he made like post like after the like 70s and into the 80s and 90s and so on. It's really good stuff, you know. It's really angelic and it's really childlike and it fits perfect with the Paranormal Playground Sounds whole theme. So I'm definitely going to play Brian Wilson, and it's a song called Orange Crate Art that he did with Dick Van Dyke Parks. I hope I said his name right, from the guy who collaborated him with Pet Sounds. I'm sorry, I'm horrible with names, so please apologize. I'll check back and make sure that was accurate. Here we go. Stay tuned and call in if you'd like, if you're feeling magical. Here is Book of Love by the Monotones.
Who wrote the Book of Love? The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the Book of Love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this Book of Love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder
who wrote the Book of Love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give me just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the Book of Love.
Thank you. The jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now, Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, yes, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie,
have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Let's talk about the star, looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, are you gonna make a dream come true?
Them a shoot, them a wheel.
Ashanti Town.
Them a loot, them a shoot, them a wheel.
Ashanti Town.
Loot by the papa be
Ashanti Town.
Loot by a bum of the town.
Ashanti Town.
Hello. It is the Boston Medium here on WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Looks like it's about time for our PSA of the day. All right, here we go. Numbers to think about worldwide. Prison populations. Prison populations rate world map for Wikimedia Commons based on UN data. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more population than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison and a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000 for total 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about, message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, it was kind of dark, but I think it's necessary to share that because, you know, some gratitude. It's good to put in those things to remind you of what to be grateful of, and the fact that I'm grateful I get to, after this, go outside and just play in this beautiful weather. So there's a lot to be grateful, you know, if you think about it. So sometimes it's good to have these reminders about the dark stuff, you know, not to get inundated by it, but it's good to, you know, kind of be reminded. I hope you are having a good day. It is Tuesday. It's beautiful, beautiful weather. I'm having a good day. I gotta tell you, when I was here, I was just feeling it. I was just feeling it, feeling the breeze, feeling the flow, just feeling it. And I'm really feeling a lot of this music that's coming in, and I just want to just continuously play it. It's just like, I know, like, sometimes I have lots to say. Today, I feel like I just wanted to let the music play for the first hour, but hey, guess what? I'll be back here tomorrow night. I'll be subbing. So you'll get more of Boston Medium. Yay! I know. Yay! More time. More here. Yay. It's always good. It's always good. It's always grand. I have lots more. I hope you like the whole Captain Sensible bit. Happy talking, happy talk. I love that. I love it. That's from the movie South Pacific, actually. So stay tuned. We got lots more coming up. We got Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, All About a Saturday Night, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Freeform, Tufts Radio.
Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, Long About a Saturday Night, yeah. A rub dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door, and in a splish splash I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. It was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Hey, yeah. Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room. With a Peggy Sue, but the golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. A willa splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing. Hello, hello, hello. And am I coming in clear? This is the Boston Medium. Right back at you here on WMFO. Medford Freeforms. Tufts.
Whew. There we go. There goes some little rascaling. Woo! I am having a grand old time here, actually. Ooh, 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 right there. So I hope you've been getting into the gist of everything. I hope you're all feeling the love. I just did the Facebook Live right now. I'm so excited. I'm just excited about today. Hello. And so tuning in everyone here, tuning in on radio and tuning in here on Facebook Live. I've come to express my excitements of life. And why not? Why not express it right here, right now, in this moment, in this opportunity, in this chance? I just, you know, this has just been a phenomenal week and it's been a phenomenal summer. It's been really good. It's been a lot of transforming and a lot of clearing. And we are going to go into Mercury is going into retrograde, by the way. So if you have Mercury in retrograde in your chart, guess what? You're going to be fine. This is actually going to work in your favor. Everything's going to work in your favor. And I have it. I have Mercury in retrograde. It's an Aries, actually. It's in the placement of Aries. So utilize it. And actually, Mercury in retrograde is not as... it's not as bad as we think. It's just really a way to adjust and get alignment. And just really karma, doing karma, what karma always does best. Basically, that's the whole point. So, yeah, feel it. Feels good. And like I said, Facebook Live out there. Hi, hello. you got an hour. So call in. It's 855-915-9636 if you want a free live medium reading. Get your chance. I will, but Boston medium, yes, don't worry. It's not done. It's not over with. It will be back. I am just on a hiatus for a little bit, you know, kind of tending to WMFO, just kind of tending to my show here more. And so until I get more situated, hi, hello. Until I get situated more here, then I will be back on a regular schedule with Boston medium. So yes, be excited about that. And yes, I am wearing a Patriots jersey today. Yeah. Listen, I'm not a football fan anymore. I'm not, I swear. I look great in these jerseys. And I can't let them go to waste, so don't judge me. Anyway, so yes, thank you for tuning in. Spitting everywhere, like spitting out bubbles. That should be a good sign, yeah. Yeah, you ever just like talk and you spit? I just spit out like a little cute little bubble and it just like hung out there on my arm. Anyway, that's the sign of the fairies. It's the sign of the fairy realm, okay? What can I tell you? What can I say? So, hold on. So let's just, we have a caller. Let's see how this works. Hold on. Hello? 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 Hello there? Hello. Okay. Then it just went off. Sorry about that. Hopefully they call back again. Hopefully that happens. I guess they hung up. I don't know. These things are kind of tricky sometimes. Love to hear from you. Sometimes things that just don't work out, but it does. And you're supposed to call in. The flash isn't calling. You're not calling in. Anyway. So yes, getting the feeling of Raphael. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hello. Hello. Hi. Who is this? Hi, hello, testing, 1, 2. Who, Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Interesting. It's very interesting. Okay, so for some reason, last time that was working like a charm, and for some reason, I tried to do the callback, but it wasn't going in. Anyway. Good thing we have the Little Rascals themes playing in the back. La, la, la. So anyways, today is, it's a really good day. And so, and I'm not just saying it because it's beautiful out and it's blue skies. I felt it. I wanted to run down the street and run down and jump for joy and really be in the essence and be in the moment and really feel the magic of spirit. So I really encourage you to get out there today and really be in the presence. I really encourage you to actually connect with your spirit guides and your spirit team. Like I said, Archangel Raphael came into my dreams the other night, and that was the cue. That was the cue, definitely, to bring in the healing and to bring in healing of mental healing and relaxation and getting away from all the worries and really getting away from all the inundation by the news and stuff that's just really negative. And so what we need, we need things like this to kind of bring us outside of our realms and bring us outside of the realm and the paradigm that we are in, caught up in, when we see things like this. So I was just apologizing for saying hello, hello, hello for like 5 minutes when that happens. I'm reaching a caller. If you ever tune into Paranormal Playground Sounds and you hear me going like hello, hello, hello for about like 10 minutes, that's me trying to connect with the caller. Hey, so it's good to just kind of let that stuff go. That's why in the meditation when I'm like, okay, we're gonna leave anxiety at the door. We're gonna leave any of the blockages. We're gonna leave anything, any arguments we had with people, any kind of difficulties. We're gonna leave them aside. And I'm so glad that Archangel Raphael could come in and bring that energy, because I'm feeling the rejuvenation. I'm feeling, you know, that impact of the love, and I'm just feeling it, and it's blossoming, and it's just magnificent.